The federal government has lifted its moratorium on the state's authority to accept applications for 4 Medicaid waiver programs that give at-home and community-based services for people who would otherwise be confined to assisted living or nursing homes. The moratorium was put in place 2 months ago after a federal review found that, among other deficiencies, a backlog of nearly 2,000 people waiting for evaluations. Since then, the Division of Seniors and Disabilities Services has increased its staff and made internal changes to meet the federal requirements.
The moratorium is lifted, and that's excellent news, and we've worked very, very hard to get to this point.
That's Rebecca Hilgendorf, the division's director. The Department of Health and Social Services was notified this morning in a brief letter that cited the progress and changes that have been made. But the letter also mentions that there is more work to be done, and Hilgendorf says they're committed to making improvements to the system.
We assured the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services that we would continue in developing and refining our corrective action plan, which is due to them on September 3rd, on or before September 3rd.
Hilgendorf says she anticipates it will take up to 18 months to complete the work outlined in the corrective action plan. Attorneys recently sought a temporary restraining order against the federal moratorium on Medicaid waivers, but even now that the moratorium is lifted, they say litigation in the case is not dead. A hearing this morning in federal district court in Anchorage only lasted 40 minutes or so, but it gave Judge Timothy Burgess the information he needed to grant attorneys for both sides a 2-week assessment period. Mark Regan with the Disability Law Center of Alaska went in prepared to argue for a restraining order against the federal moratorium, although arguments became unnecessary because of the unexpected removal of the ban. Regan said the hearing was valuable anyway in that statements from both sides of the case were made publicly. Regan represents 2 of the plaintiffs.
Now, what's going to happen next in the court case is that we are going to probably talk with the federal attorneys and the state attorneys about keeping the court case going and having some kind of agreement that a moratorium won't come back without advance notice.
Federal health officials asked the state about problems with the waiver program back in June, Regan said, making the point that without the waivers, the state has no alternative plan for the Division of Senior and Disability Services to provide home care help to those able to move out of assisted living or nursing homes.
One thing that we may be asking for is a commitment on the part of the federal agency and of the state agency not to freeze applications again without some notice and opportunity to go back before Judge Burgess and talk about whether that's a legal thing for them to do. Because it's the continuing position of the plaintiffs in the court case that there wasn't authority in federal law for there to be a moratorium in the first place. And also that the state needs to have a plan for helping people stay out of institutions and helping people who are in institutions get out of institutions. And that plan involves, in large part, helping people to get services under these Medicaid waivers.
As of today, the state can start processing new waivers, but that may not be soon enough. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Gary Guarino and Richard Pomeroy represented the federal government in court. Judge Burgess has asked all parties to come back to the court with a status report in 2 weeks.